I had promised myself I'd do everything I could to have this river cleaned up. I was hoping I could get this river cleaned up before I died. I was hoping. Until I heard about the pig farm. And when I heard about the pig farm, I said, no way. It's impossible. They won't let it happen. They can't do that. And they did.
Hello, caring viewers, and welcome to Planet Earth, Our Loving Home. Today's episode focuses on the enormous environmental, socio-economic, and public health costs caused by a commercial pig farm located in Quebec, Canada. Animal agriculture has a severely negative effect on the air, water, and land, and all life that lives within these three realms. The livestock industry uses 70% of all agricultural lands globally, and nearly a third of the ice-free terrestrial surface of the planet. Virgin rainforests are felled to make way for pastures, which soon become permanently bare from cattle grazing. Factory farms generate enormous quantities of hazardous manure and other organic matter that are filled with pathogens and antibiotic residues that seep into rivers, lakes, and seas. Livestock waste fouls the air with huge amounts of greenhouse gases. According to the paper Livestock and Climate Change, published in World Watch magazine and written by former and current environmental experts from the World Bank, Robert Goodland and Jeff Anhang, the livestock sector is responsible for more than 51% of all human-caused global greenhouse gas emissions. The industry also accounts for the release of 37% of all human-caused emissions of the highly dangerous greenhouse gas, methane. Miss Joanne Dion and her husband Tim Yateman live in the small town of Richelieu, which is located by the Richelieu River in Quebec. A factory farm housing 5,800 pigs was built in their area, and life has now become truly nightmarish for the couple, and the beauty of the land has eroded away. We now present excerpts from interviews with Miss Dion and Mr. Yateman about the many ways this pig operation is seriously affecting their lives and those of others in their community.
You see the Richelieu River just in front, 100 meters away from these farms, and the water intake for three cities is just about 4 or 5 kilometers away. And all the slurry that's been spread around is washed away by the rain in the river.
I moved around the province of Quebec a lot in my career with IBM of 34 years, which enabled me and swim in a lot of rivers. People are trying to harness the rivers and use them as sewage dumps for piggeries. When I met Joanne, this river, the Richelieu River, in probably 1984, I think it was still swimmable. Mm. It's not swimmable anymore. Now probably because we're surrounded by at least four different pig farms.
I was aware about the year 2000 that the government was pushing big farms. Actually, the pork production was a main topic in the agricultural sector around here. I was aware of the problems that this brought to the people living around these pig facilities. I saw in the local newspaper on the front page that we would have a 5,800 pig farm upriver from here. I couldn't believe it. I was shocked. For the past 15 years, I'd been working to get the Richelieu River here cleaned up because it was getting more and more polluted, and I wanted to work on that. My ultimate goal was to be able to swim in the river again before I died.
Pigs generate three times more waste than humans do. For those pigs raised in factory farms, their manure contains viruses, parasites, hormones, ammonia, heavy metals, and antibiotic-resistant bacteria.
The slurry is being spread all over the place, and the fields are now drained. All the streams have been straightened out. Every time it rains, the river changes color completely. At the bottom of the river, there's this slimy stuff that makes it absolutely disgusting. Municipal sewage is treated, industrial effluents are treated, but farmers can go right ahead and spread untreated sewage, untreated manure on fields that are so efficiently drained that everything goes straight either in streams or seeps underground, contaminate underground water. All the arguments are there.
In 1995, a 1 hectare manure lagoon in North Carolina, USA, burst, releasing 97.6 million liters of sewage into the New River. The event was the largest environmental spill in U.S. history, more than twice as large as the Exxon Valdez oil spill in 1989. Consequently, millions of fish perished along with all other beings living in the river.
The two pits, the two manure pits that contain millions and millions of liters of pig slurry, they are made out of reinforced concrete. And they are built on clay. You know, in our climate, clay with frost and thaw moves up and down, and cement, even our basements crack, and concrete cracks eventually. On the long term, there could be a catastrophic spill. There could be an accident that could severely impede the water quality of the Hishayu River and our water intake for our water.
After these brief messages, we'll return with more from our interviews with Mr. Yateman and Ms. Dion concerning commercial pig farming in Richelieu, Canada. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
My life has completely changed in the past 30 years. It's gone from paradise to polluted mayhem.
Welcome back to Planet Earth, Our Loving Home on Supreme Master Television. Our program today examines how a pig factory farm in Richelieu, Quebec, Canada, releasing huge amounts of toxins and pollutants into the environment, is impacting local residents.
6 kilometers away, you can smell it terribly sometimes. Mm. One day last summer, I went into town, and standing in the IGA parking lot, I was having trouble breathing because of the disgusting smell, not because it was physically bothering me. It was mentally bothering me. And when we're a kilometer and a half from the other side of the farm from town, sometimes it's really disgusting. We like to drive out in the country around here on a bike. Sometimes in the fall, when they're emptying out their reservoirs of liquid pig manure, you can't even breathe for probably 2 or 3 minutes.
When Miss Dion is at home, how long a period of time does she typically have to endure the appalling smell of the manure?
4 hours a day. It depends on the wind direction. It depends on the humidity and the climatic conditions. It depends if they're cleaning up the barns or not. It depends if they're spreading or not. It depends on the heat also. The hotter it is, the more they have to turn up the fans to evacuate the air from the barns. So, of course, that spreads the smell around pretty good. So it's punctual, but I can tell you that I smelled pig in March, and I smelled, and there's been spreading in October and in November, even if the law says they're not allowed to spread after October 1st. They can have special permission, and they do it anyways.
According to research done in the United States, a concentrated animal feeding operation can decrease the value of neighboring homes by up to 40%.
A lot of people will tell you what we hate about pig farms is the smell. That bothers a lot of people. It bothers them that their house is devalued. They've had to either try to sell it. Some have been able to, but some haven't. And some moved out. When they heard about this pig farm, they just moved out. Selling the house or not, they just left.
What are some of the physical and psychological issues that those living in the vicinity of a pig farm experience?
About the people being sick around here, when there was spreading with guns spraying in the air, I noticed that within 48 hours I would have diarrhea. I noticed.
We personally know one person who lives very near to that pig farm. Some of their fields are in their backyard, and they have a stream running right by their property. And every time after either a heavy rain or after they spread their liquid manure into the fields, she gets deathly ill and has to go on those respirators.
A lot of people had stress-associated problems because of the pig farm. Allergies, thyroid problems, high blood pressure, depression.
Pig manure emits over 168 kinds of gases, including ammonia and the hazardous greenhouse gases hydrogen sulfide and methane. University of Iowa, USA researchers have found that children who attend schools near factory farms may be at higher risk of having asthma.
We have another friend who does not live in the area anymore. Her backyard was backing onto the fields that were being sprayed on that farm, and her baby was born asthmatic. We can't necessarily attribute that to the farm, but we can tell you that her second oldest is also asthmatic. She has three children, and two of the three children are asthmatic. And they're not old kids. The oldest is seven, and the youngest is now three.
Another neighbor, who wished to remain anonymous, described to us how his family has been affected by the unbearably suffocating stench emanating from the rotting pig carcasses and feces.
Ben, on peut pas respirer, c'est de l'ammoniaque. On manque d'air. On a vu des journées où il fallait quitter. On quitte le matin, on vient le soir quand les vents ont changé de côté.
An estimated 70% of antibiotics used in the U.S. are administered to cattle to speed growth and to ensure they survive the horrendously filthy, disease-laden conditions in which they are made to live. The widespread abuse of these drugs by the livestock industry has led to the rapid evolution of antibiotic-resistant bacteria, or superbugs.
They are fed antibiotics, minimum doses in their feed, but they are still fed antibiotics to be able to gain weight faster. And we wonder why our antibiotics are not working anymore. Well, they're in our meat. Very questionable practices. Pig farms are breeding grounds for MRSA and superbugs that are antibiotic resistant. We're always afraid of catching antibiotic resistant bugs like MRSA and staph and strep.
We thank Joanne Dion, Tim Yateman, and other residents of Richelieu, Quebec, for speaking to us about their experiences of living near a factory farm, including sharing how the massive amounts of pollution generated from this operation is causing tremendous physical and emotional suffering. Please join us again next Wednesday on Planet Earth, Our Loving Home, for part two of our program on pig farming's effects on the town of Richelieu. Treasured viewers, thank you for your noble company today on Planet Earth, Our Loving Home. Coming up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news. May we all soon choose the safe and nutritious organic vegan diet so that the livestock industry ends forever.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/AW